after you do the Peace Corps, for years to come, people will often ask you, am I too close?
Closer. There you go.
People will often ask you, what made you do something like that? And even though I consider myself to be a very honest person, whenever I'm asked this question, I usually lie. Because what I found over the years is that people don't actually want to hear the truth, which is that I applied to Peace Corps in an effort to get as far away from my life as I possibly could. I was about midway through my senior year in college when my mom sat my two older sisters and I down at the kitchen table and told us that she had been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. This was about 12 years ago now. My family and I were living in California at the time, and her health was actually pretty good. There were no symptoms, so at the time it didn't seem real. But she and my stepdad moved back east so that she could be treated at Johns Hopkins. My stepdad arranged for a job transfer, and they moved. And at that point, my plans changed. I was originally looking forward to graduating college, moving to San Diego, and really just partying for a little while. But at that point, I decided to follow my parents when I graduated and be there to help support my mom. One of my older sisters, Amy, she decided to move as well. And Amy worked in the mornings. I worked in the afternoons. And one of us was always at home with our mom. And for the first year or so there in Virginia, things were pretty okay. My mom was going through chemotherapy. The spots on her lung were shrinking. At one point, it spread to her brain, but she underwent radiation, and that took care of that. So though it was never easy by any means, we somehow really genuinely stayed optimistic throughout it all. And that's when I applied to Peace Corps. I needed to have a plan for what I would do when my mom inevitably went into remission. And even more than that, I needed something really separate and distant from her cancer to think about and focus on. And the funny thing is, I didn't know anyone who had done Peace Corps, no friends or family. I hadn't even done much international travel at that point, so I don't know exactly how or when the Peace Corps seed was planted, but there it was. And at the time, Peace Corps had told me I was accepted, but they said, let's hold off. We'll wait until your mom is in remission. We don't want to send you while she's actively going through treatment. That's kind of what didn't go according to plan. Things took a turn for the worse in May of 2001. I had come home from work one evening, and I found the house was empty. And I could tell that people had left in a rush. I remember my stepdad's briefcase was lying on its side in the middle of the foyer. So I made a couple phone calls and found out that my mom had been admitted earlier that afternoon because her breathing had become really strained. Well, for the first few days that she was in the hospital, you know, the doctors were running their tests, thinking it was most likely pneumonia, maybe some other infection due to the radiation. But again, we were okay. My mom and I were playing gin rummy and hangman, and she was beating me as she usually did. So we didn't know really to be scared. But Amy and I went together one morning to the hospital, which was unusual. Because of our schedules, we didn't often go together. But we found our stepdad outside of our mom's room sobbing. And he told us that that our mom would never be leaving the hospital, that the tests had come back, and it was her cancer, and that it had spread throughout her lungs and much of her abdomen. And he said that the doctors told him that they'd never seen it move so quickly and that there was nothing they could do. So she was dying. I was 23, and my mom was 50. I used to call her an old fart. I could barely stand up. This can't be happening. 3 days later, she was dead. But on the day that she died, she asked each of my sisters to come in to her room in ICU and say her goodbyes. So I sat there on the edge of her bed as she told me how much she loved me. And I told her how much I would miss her. And when I went to hug her goodbye, I knocked her oxygen mask off accidentally, and we laughed together for the last time. And she told me to do 3 things. Keep my room clean, do Peace Corps, and stop smoking. 8 months later, I was on my way to Zambia as a health volunteer with the Peace Corps. And for roughly the next 2.5 years, I lived someone else's life. I spoke a different language. I lived in a very rural village in a mud hut with no running water or electricity. I drew my water from a well, and I often felt like I was living inside of a National Geographic magazine. And I dealt with the loss of my mom by not dealing with it at all. So fast forward to when I'm coming home, you know, 2.5 years later, I had a lot to deal with. Culture shock. I remember just buying toothpaste at the grocery store was overwhelming. I just couldn't handle it. So many to choose from. I grieved for my mom as if she had just died. And on top of that, I felt really guilty for having left my family when they needed me. And I remember thinking about my sister, Amy, who has been my best friend my entire life, having to lose our mom, and 8 months later, losing me too, for all intents and purposes. But I think my family knew that that's what I needed to do and to get through it, and we all somehow got through it. And I find comfort in knowing that Peace Corps was the silver lining in what I imagine will be my life's greatest tragedy. And it was amazing. You know, the opportunity to make a life and friends and to build a home in a place so unlike anything you'd ever experienced. It really was an adventure, and it continues to benefit my life and be a part of it daily. Most of my closest friends are return volunteers, even the ones here with me tonight. But despite all of that, how wonderful it was and the gifts it brings to my life still, I would trade every second, every experience, to have my mom alive again. She was just that amazing of a person, of a mom. She was a friend. She was the type of person you liked instantly. There was something magnetic about her. I watched it my entire life. She was really funny, and she was very warm and friendly, genuinely friendly. And when you spoke, she listened to you, and growing up, she made me feel like there was nothing I couldn't do. She was the type of person you knew better than to mess with her. But she made it so you never really wanted to anyway. She was my biggest fan, and I absolutely adored her. And I miss her, and I can't believe it's been over 10 years since I've seen her. And equally unbelievable is that no matter how long I live, I will never see her again. But I still keep my room clean. I did Peace Corps, and I only smoke sometimes. But she would understand. Thank you.